We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven,
eight.
Hello.
Nine, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14,
15.
The 15-minute morning show.
What has been holding out on me?
Well, what's going on?
You want the sex? Come get it.
Because, gosh, you make it so easy. No, because I have a pool. He has a friend who owns a pool company. He gets a big discount. Hello, I'm family. I need a discount too.
We like to keep our discounts to ourselves.
Yeah, that's not nice. I would have shared my discount.
No, this is one of those discounts where you have to like sneak in, hope they don't notice that you're not the guy who owns the company. We have the same first name, so I just give my first name and they think I'm him and I get a big discount.
So I'll give you my what I need, and then you get the discount.
No, listen, you get cool things. Your husband is like one of the biggest real estate guys.
Yeah,
in
you
all
don't
of,
have to pay that broker
what do you
fee.
Think he gets?
I don't hear you telling me, Brody. So, we'll sell your house and find your house, and Sheldon won't take 5% because you're family.
He'll take 3%.
Yeah, I saw a post yesterday. Then it really kind of struck me. We all have friends that do something that we can get discounts from.
Yeah.
Right. But isn't the whole point of having a friend that you want to be successful? Shouldn't you pay full price?
Well,
see what I'm saying?
Like Yuritsa worked at a retail store, clothing store, where I like to buy clothes. So she got me 40% off the clothing. That doesn't affect her life. She doesn't own the store.
Well, no, yeah. What I'm saying, let's say they own the business.
Or you can't do that.
If they get a commission.
Yeah.
My girlfriend is selling something right now, and I keep saying to her, let me buy it, you know, whatever. She keeps saying, no, wait for my discount. Wait for me. And she doesn't want to make money off of me. She's like, why would I want to make money off of you? I'm like, because you need to make money. I'll make money off of everyone else. But I always feel guilty because, Mike, I feel like I'm taking money out of her mouth.
It's crazy, though, because if you have a friend that could provide you with a discount, that friend wants to hook you up. They don't want to hook your friends up. See, I get this all the time. If people try and ask me for a favor, if that person is close to the vest and close to, you know, is my friend or my family member, that's one thing. But I don't want somebody asking on their, you know, for their friend's behalf. So right. I'm not as loyal to somebody I don't know. So if my mother says, "Hey, Anthony, you think you could swing tickets to this concert?" If my mother was going to go, in a heartbeat, yeah. I try and get you upgraded and backstage. But if it's for my someone I work with's friend's daughter, I'm like, I have zero obligation and zero drive to want to help that person.
And then you also feel like, well, I'm calling in the favor for this person that I don't even know.
Right.
Why am I going to use my favor on them?
I've gotten screwed by these things before, where people didn't even use that stuff because
they're not
loyal to me in return.
You know what it is?
This person doesn't know me from a hole in the head.
It's like when I got strawberries and you gave them away because you wanted to be the big shot.
Like that.
You gave away my strawberries.
That's what it's like.
I've gotten Jingle Ball tickets to one of our concerts, and the people I got them for actually deserved it. They're close in my life, right? But then they act like they're the ones with the connection, and they go, "Oh, can you get us another 4 or 8 for our friends? They want to go." I'm like, no, I don't know them. I'm asking a favor of my company to do that. The favor's not for you to hand out more favors. Yeah. It's not pay it forward. It's like, oh, well, he got me tickets. I'm going to get someone else tickets.
Right.
But what if that person owed, a devil's advocate, if that person owed that other person a favor?
Oh, here's what you do. I just got you 4 free tickets. You can pay half of the other people's tickets or do something else for them. It's like, I got a pool heater, right? I just got a new pool heater. I can't go back to the guy and go, can I get your code? I need another pool heater. You don't need 2 pool heaters. He's going to wonder what I'm doing to the pool heater.
I could use a pool heater.
Well, that's nice. I could use a 5-bedroom house. Have your husband get me one at a discount.
I asked Yuritsa the other day if she wanted to go see Logic at Madison Square Garden on Saturday. And she goes, oh, that'd be awesome. Oh, wait, I can't go. Can I give my tickets to Ricky?
They're not her tickets to give.
Exactly. So I go, I just offered you tickets. I didn't offer Ricky tickets. I really don't know Ricky as well as I know you. So I go.
Why don't you put her on the spot? She's in the next studio.
Yeah.
Do you still have those tickets? I know someone who'd love those tickets.
No, the concert already happened, though.
Damn it.
You can go now.
Oh,
I have extra tickets.
That Saturday. That's right.
She knew. I told her.
No, tell her on the podcast.
I did already.
Wow, you really, really did something that was... Did we just talk about this on the podcast?
No, this is not a surprise to you, Ritz. When we were talking about when I offered you Logic tickets the other night.
That was pretty foul, what you did.
What did I do?
Nothing wrong with it.
Explain the situation.
Well, Garrett offered you a ticket to go with him to see Logic, right?
Yeah.
And what did you do?
I said I couldn't because it's my best friend's birthday.
And what'd you do?
Can I, transfer my ticket?
To somebody else.
No, it's not yours to transfer.
That's right.
He gave it to me.
No, he didn't. He's offering you to be his guest.
He gave it to me technically
if he said,
do you want to go to see Logic?
He's asking you if you want to.
And then I offered someone that he's equally friends with. So, what's the point?
On the level.
How do you know that? And that's not for you to say.
I mean,
what if he wanted to take his best friend?
Okay, then he could have instead of asking me.
No. You gave his ticket to Ricky.
What if your first choice? Ricky's 8th choice. He gets to choose 2 through 7 who he wants as his backup plan. You can't stick him with somebody. What if you gave a ticket to your boyfriend? He don't know your boyfriend.
I could have given it to him too. If he gave it to me.
Maybe that's what you were doing instead of going to the concert.
If I gave
that's
you the
definitely
ticket
what I was doing.
As a friend and I'm waiting at the front door of Madison Square Garden and your boyfriend shows up.
It's basically me without hair.
The thing that you're not considering, though, Yuritsa, is that he might, Garrett,
I mean, consider it now.
Garrett values you as a friend,
so he wants
to give you a ticket. But there are several other people that don't rank, and he might have his cousin that might rank before everybody else.
Well, I'm before his cousin?
By the way,
damn.
Pretty much exactly what I said 30 seconds
after
ago.
I had to point it out because she's still not getting it.
So, I think if you invited me,
you're
then...
You're not remorseful about it.
I'm not. I'm sorry. I guess I'm sorry.
She understands the analogy. She just disagrees with it.
Yeah, I don't...
Wait a minute. She could have been a total bitch taken the ticket, not asked if she could give it to somebody else, and then just did it.
This was an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
She at least was kind enough to say, do you mind if I pass it on? So you're like ripping her a new a-hole for no reason.
What I would have done was taken the ticket, and then if I couldn't go, sell it on Craigslist or StubHub, have some stranger get the ticket and go.
That's worse.
That's worse. You're one above Brody right now.
I made Yuritsa look bad in that case,
but Garrett doesn't know that won't hurt him. So there.
Yeah. But he will know because he'll be like, where's Yuritsa?
If I show up, you know what? Stranger.
He will know. You know what, Garrett? And that is like this random person that looks like.
If Garrett was a real friend, he would have given Yuritsa the pair of tickets so she could bring her best friend.
Yeah, you see? Why didn't you offer both?
I did offer a pair of tickets and she said she couldn't go. Can I give the pair of tickets to Ricky?
No. Wait a minute. Whoa. You did not say the pair of tickets because if that were the case, then I would have taken him and gave it to Ricky. And she could bring someone else.
See, that's another thing. If I'm handing over the tickets.
She didn't.
I said, do you want tickets? And right there, she said, no. Can you give them to someone else?
Yes, but at least she asked you. She could have taken them and not even told you and just give it. And then how was the concert? Oh, I don't know. Ricky went.
Yeah, that's worse. I politely asked. But then if I transfer my invite.
I get butthurt over this because this has happened to me so many times where I've done favors for people and then I realize the people that I did the favors for aren't even taking advantage of
but
the favor.
But it wasn't a favor. I didn't ask.
Okay. That's right. She didn't ask.
I didn't ask.
Oh my God.
I'm like traumatized.
I think the response should have been, no, I can't make it. I'm sorry.
Done.
Can I?
Nope. There is no
but
can why, I.
But
no, no.
Here's the thing. If it was, say Robin really loved
my girlfriend. Yep.
Okay. Loved
Logic.
Yeah.
And she said to you, hey, do you want tickets to Logic? You go, oh, I can't go. Oh my gosh, but my girlfriend Robin would love those tickets. You don't think there's something wrong with doing
Ricky's
that?
Ricky's my girlfriend.
No, I think there's something wrong with me saying that because those are your tickets and then you have 10,000
other people
you want.
All she has to do is say no. I'm going to give them to my cousin Rob.
If I invite Scary to the Met game and he's like, no, but my buddy Eddie would love to go. I don't want to go with his buddy Eddie. I want to go with him.
I agree with Brody.
But now he's saying that it was a pair of tickets, so it wasn't like he was going to hang out with me either way. He was going to give me a pair of tickets.
Yeah, but he wants to reward the person he wants to reward. Speak up for yourself, Garrett.
Yeah, we were at the. Well, I have plenty of lawyers speaking on my behalf.
You guys are like really mean.
Gosh. Shut up.
She didn't do anything.
Danielle, you just agreed with us 5 minutes ago.
5 seconds ago.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
no,
you did. Play back the tape.
But then I thought about it.
Girls stick up for each other.
Once I came in this room, I thought about it.
And honestly, she could have just taken the tickets and been like, oh, I'm going to fucking give those to somebody else.
Exactly.
But she didn't. She was at least nice enough to ask. All you have to do is say no, and we move on.
Look at that girl power.
I changed my mind. You guys are all douchebags.
Danielle, if I offered you the tickets on Saturday and you took the tickets, I show up at the show.
My nephew Vincent would have been sitting there.
I would have just been as pissed as you.
Here's why Yuritsa's wrong. Garrett offered her the tickets. She says, can I give them to Ricky?
Yeah.
So she wants credit for Garrett's tickets.
No, she doesn't want credit.
Yuritsa is so not like you, Brody. She doesn't want credit.
I don't need credit. I'm awesome without the credit.
Oh my God, amazing. You wanted to go to the Logic concert. Garrett gave me these tickets. Right, I know you want to go.
I know Yuritsa would have given credit where credit is due. That wasn't the point.
Ricky would be like, how did you get those tickets? You know, like, I wouldn't.
It was the point that the offer was made and it was like, oh, that's great, but can you give them to someone else?
I was being nice. You're making me look bad for being nice.
Okay, would it have been better if Yuritsa had said, you know what, I can't make it. You know who'd love to go if you have nobody else to give the tickets to?
That's key. You can give them to Ricky.
Words, blah, 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 is still, can I transfer my ticket?
No, it's not.
Two different things.
It doesn't come from the same place.
Can I transfer my ticket?
You're assuming something. You're assuming that he wants to give the tickets to whoever you want to give the tickets to. And Garrett didn't even ask me.
It's very, by the way, you were in Chicago.
Really? Look around the
room. You weren't even here.
Now you want the tickets too? You would have transferred them too.
It's very self-centered.
Now I'm self-centered. You're the self-centered bitch who wants to give her tickets away to her best friend.
Now we got it.
Look around the room. Look around the room. And who's calling you what? That's all I have to say.
Oh, who was calling her what before she walked in?
Then I listened to what she had to say, and it made more sense because you guys are being mean about something that
we're not being mean.
You just said she laid the facts.
How do we make an assessment?
No, you just said that she's being. What was the word you used?
Self-centered.
Two words.
If I were self-centered, I would just take it for myself and be like, you know what? Fuck my best friend's birthday. Let me go myself. Right.
Or she would have said,
exactly. That's what self-centered means. Look it up in the direct dictionary.
She would have said, fuck you, and I'm going to take the tickets and give them to whoever the fuck I want. And then when Garrett shows up, there's some person
that
he doesn't even know.
Worst.
Well, and I didn't do that. You see, I was being nice.
Yeah, but had you given a pair of tickets to Ricky, she would have brought one of her drunk guy friends, and then Garrett would have had to sit with them. You know she hangs out with a bunch of drunks.
You know it's not bad.
If Garrett made the offer and dropped both tickets in your lap and said, hey, I can't go, have a party, do what you want with them, then you can do whatever the hell you want.
Okay, okay. Let's do this. All right. Reverse the situation. You have tickets to which concert?
Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez, okay.
Can't wait.
Shut up, Garrett. All right, Garrett, hang on. Let's say you have tickets to Justin Timberlake.
Oh.
Justin Timberlake. All right, now how does this interaction go? Like Garrett can't make it.
Right.
Hey, Garrett, I know you love Justin Timberlake. Do you want to go? I have a pair of tickets. Ben?
Unfortunately, I'm a little busy tonight, but I have a friend that would love to go. So if you ask anybody else, they can't make it. He would love to go. He's one of my best friends.
You know what? You could take the tickets no matter what because I'll have fun on my own at the concert because I'm there to see the concert.
No way.
No,
you sell the tickets before you gave them to some stranger.
No, I would not sell the tickets. They were free tickets. What am I going
to,
like?
Because Garrett's friend is a stranger and there's 1,000 people that want to go to that show before Garrett's friend.
And he's just going to leer at you the whole night. You know how guys are.
Fast forward. Danielle's walking down the hallway. Danielle heard that there's Justin Timberlake tickets. Danielle comes up to Yuritsa and asks,
hey, Yuritsa. I heard there's Justin Timberlake tickets. Can I get them?
Here you go.
Thanks.
No. You already gave them.
You already gave them to Garrett.
Garrett's friend.
Say Garrett's druggy friend.
Oh, yeah. Now he's a druggy friend.
And he's a pervert.
Hey, Yuritsa.
Don't discourage Garrett.
You think we can figure out a way to get those tickets
come
back
on,
from Garrett's
druggy
friend?
We're two girls. We could change his mind.
Yeah, because I've got I've got somebody who really wants to go.
Come on.
It's interesting with the shoes on the other foot.
So would you go back to Garrett after Garrett already texted his friend that he's going and say, Garrett, your friend can't have those tickets?
Hey, guys. Yeah. Hey, Yuritsa. So my friend said he's going to come to the station to pick up the tickets.
He's so excited. Dream come true.
Listen, you tripped.
He just got out of the hospital.
Yeah, but Danielle's nephew is 14 and he really wants to go. I mean,
yeah.
He just had his legs amputated.
No! When he walks in, we trip him and jump on top and grab the ticket.
He's in a wheelchair.
You can't trip a guy with no
who's
legs.
Who's the mean one now?
Yeah, look who's saying those words. Look who's saying those words.
Wait a minute, this isn't even a real story. Nobody's in a wheelchair.
Oh, because it's not real. It's not. It's okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
You guys hypocrite. Are jackasses. Hypocrite. You really are.
Danielle, you got the tickets.
Thank you.
You go in a bank to rob it and there's no money. You're still
going to
jail.
She's giving them to her nephew.
No, not Justin Timberlake. That's not okay.
Tomorrow I'll tell you about how Jake asked me for a huge favor to get him a reservation, the hottest reservation at a restaurant. I called five people.
Is it the hottest reservation or the hottest restaurant?
The hottest reservation at the hottest restaurant.
Okay. Okay.
For brunch in Hoboken, 95. Which you cannot get in. There's a month and a half wait. And then a day before the reservation happens, he's like, oh, I can't go.
Oh, yeah. I was
invited.
Who the
hell waits a month and a half for brunch?
Why couldn't he go?
I was invited for that brunch. And then he's like, I'm not doing it anymore. I was like, what?
Just go to lunch.
So I had to take the reservation.
Oh, you had to take the brunch reservation.
I had the same face. I had five people.
You had a take it.
Did you enjoy it?
You're not getting a heater.
A 15-minute morning show.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. visit RiteRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.